You're listening to Package Your Genius, a weekly podcast designed to give you clarity around your calling and serve as a catalyst for your career, your business, and your big dreams. I'm your host, Amanda Miller Littlejohn. Welcome back to Package Your Genius. I am excited to be coming to you today with some new thoughts on a topic that's kind of been on my mind. If you follow me at all on social media, Instagram and Twitter, I have recently been particularly perplexed with the idea of people who look at what others are doing in their industries and feel the need to kind of copy and paste or cut and paste and mimic what they see others doing well. And not so much am I against it because I really, really do not like copycats and plagiarists, but it really upsets me because people who focus so much energy on looking at what others are doing are denying themselves the opportunity to dig deeply within themselves and offer something that only they can offer to the world. Like, that to me is the biggest loss or the biggest tragedy in, you know, the situation of someone looking outside of themselves and looking at other people and copying what they're doing. But something else that kind of came onto my radar today and made me say, okay, you've got to do a podcast about this, is the idea of kind of the popcorn or Insta brand, right? The instant personal brand. Because it's so easy these days to put a website up to, you know, get some followers on Instagram and have people following you for something. So many people get out there with this following as their main goal, and they don't even really know who they are. They don't know what value they add to others. They don't know who they serve or how they can help people or why people should be following them. So, you know, that might be you. You might have put up a beautiful website and it's got pretty pictures, and, you know, you kind of looked at what other people are doing. So you added services that other people added, or you put on a blog and you talk about things that other people are talking about, but you haven't done the work of figuring out what is the value that you can add to the conversation. And it's so tempting. I get it. Like, I get inspired too. I look at people's websites or listen to people's podcasts or watch people's TV shows, and I get inspired and I say, wow, you know, I want a blog or a TV show or a podcast like that. You know, I want to have people excited about me. I want my pictures to look this way, or I want people signing up for my programs and, you know, looking at my graphics and feeling like, okay, they want to be like me too. Like, I get inspired. But you have to really be careful when you get inspired that whatever you're putting out and hinging your reputation on, your personal brand on, you have to make sure that that thing is something that you are qualified to do. So the question that I find myself often asking potential clients who are trying to get clear on where to start with their personal brand is, what do you have the credibility to talk about? I'm going to say that again, just in case you missed it. What do you have the credibility to talk about? A lot of people want to talk about growing a six-figure or seven-figure business. A lot of people want to talk about, you know, getting fit in the fitness industry. A lot of people want to talk about saving your marriage or finding love or meeting the right person. But if you haven't experienced a six-figure or seven-figure business, if you haven't experienced, you know, transitioning your relationship from a bad place to a good place, if you haven't experienced, you know, health, wealth, or whatever it is that you are trying to sell to other people, you don't have the credibility to tell other people about it. You don't have the credibility to talk about it. And that's not to kind of throw shade at you or make you feel bad about yourself in any way, but it's so important for what you are building your brand upon, the foundation that you're building on. It's so important that, just like any structure, that foundation is strong. And so if you're building your awareness or what people know you for or follow you for around something that is thin, meaning that you haven't achieved it yet, maybe you've read about it, but you haven't done it yourself, or you don't know you know, what it feels like to do it, you haven't taken those risks, then you really are not in a position to teach other people. Even though you know how to operate WordPress or Squarespace, even though you know how to set up an Instagram following, that doesn't mean you necessarily know how to do all of these other things. And so that's the first thing I want you to think about is I want you to ask yourself what you have the credibility to talk about. And if you are talking about something that you do not have the credibility to talk about, how do you get that credibility? Or how does your message need to change? And so I've got 4 tips for you just to kind of get out of this pattern of cutting and pasting, copying and pasting, looking at other people and comparing yourself and saying, hey, she has the blog or the business or the brand that I want. So I'm going to mimic everything that I see on her website. I'm going to mimic what she does on social media. Here are a couple of things that you need to keep in mind. So first of all, number one, I want you to get good. Focus on getting good at something. If you are in the first couple years of your career, it's likely that you've got a couple of years to go before you can really claim your stake or stake your claim rather on something and say, this is the thing that I'm really good at and I can teach you about it as well. Maybe not. I remember being in college, being able to help people talk about themselves. I remember I had friends who were trying to get off the ground as artists and they would say, can you help me put together a press kit? Can you help me with my bio? I need to do a press release. And I could help them because I had that skill, but it was a skill. It wasn't credibility, right? So it was something that I could do, but I had not done it. I was helping people who were asking me for my help and helping them as a favor. But until I was able to successfully execute multiple times and have satisfied, happy customers who had the intended result of my work, I didn't have the credibility to sit up here and say, I can help you define yourself and define your brand. Now, once I had done that numerous times and had people tell me how much I had helped them, then yes, I have the credibility to say that I can do this for other people. So I first want you to focus not so much on building your brand. That'll come later. Focus on getting good because your personal brand means nothing if you haven't done anything, if there's nothing underneath it, right? If you have not achieved something, we follow people because they've achieved something. We follow people because they're successful. I love my Leek Teal's podcast, right? I love listening to her podcast and hearing her wisdom and hearing how she navigates the world. And I think a lot of young women look to my Leek and say, you know, I want to be like my Leek. But you have to remember the reason why we listen to my Leek is because she built Curlbox. And so she has credibility to tell us about business, success, branding, staying true to yourself, being authentic, dating, even though you're a busy businesswoman. She has credibility because she's done something extraordinary with her Curlbox business. Now, if she hadn't built Curlbox, I don't know that we would necessarily be, you know, listening to her advice. Maybe we would be because, you know, she's really smart and she says some really great stuff. But I think the appeal of her is that she has been so successful. And so we look to her because she has credibility on what success looks like. So, you know, think about the people that you say you want to be like. They all started from somewhere. A lot of people say they want to be like Oprah. Well, Oprah's great and she can do a ton of things, but she didn't start out. As people say on Instagram, Oprah wasn't built in a day. You know, she started out with being a journalist. She was a TV reporter and we watched her and she was good at that. And then she started her talk show and we watched her and she was good at that. And so then she can diversify because she's built this audience and following of people who trust her and love her. And so she can take risks and do different things. But in the beginning, she was very focused. So you can't jump to, you know, the 25 year or 30 year mark in Oprah's career and say, hey, I want to be like Oprah. You've got to think about where you are in your career. Are you in the first 5 years? So look at her first 5 years and maybe get some clues and tips from that phase of her career. So that's number one, get good at something. Number two, I want you to think about what you've done successfully already. If you are already good at some things, think about the things you're best at, right? And, you know, many of us have multiple skills and talents, multiple things that we could point to and say, I'm really good at this. I'm really good at that. I get great results. So you want to narrow down the things that you have successfully done and the areas where you really think you're strong and you can say, okay, I have the credibility to help people with this, to teach people this, to talk about this, because I have successfully executed here, here, and here. So that's two. Think about what you've done successfully already. Number three, I want you to pay attention to what people ask you to help them with. And this is something that I always say to people who are, you know, in the beginning phases of building their brands. And you'll hear me say it time and time again. It's one of the easiest ways to know what people think of you and what people trust you with is what they ask you for your help with. You may think that you are great at social media, but if people are always asking you to help them with their hair, maybe you should look at how can you help people with their hair? Because apparently people trust what you're doing with your hair. And, you know, that's kind of tongue in cheek because I realized that not everything we're great at, we want to build a brand around. You don't have to build a brand around every skill or every talent that you possess. However, there has to be an intersection of what you're good at and what people want from you. So it's not enough to just be good at something. If people don't want it, it doesn't go anywhere. So by looking at what people are thanking you for, asking you for your help with now, it lets you see where the demand is. It's an easy way to see where in my life, my current life, what I currently am working with, how can I translate that into a business? How can I translate that into something that people would potentially pay for? Am I always giving people advice? Are they thanking me for my career tips? Are they thanking me for my social media tips? Are they thanking me for my style tips and helping them put their looks together? Whatever people are thanking you for is a huge clue to what they might potentially pay for and what, more importantly, you should be paying attention to, because it may be something that you can build your personal brand around because it's shown that you have the credibility because people are asking you for your support and help. And lastly, I want you to stay in your lane. We all have so many talents, and it just really pains me to see people parroting other people, you know, presenting these cheap imitations and knockoffs of someone else. Like, don't be a counterfeit somebody else. Be an authentic you, because what you have to offer is what somebody needs. And if you just get real and get clear on what you've got going on and deliver that to the best of your ability, we're all better for it. You know, there are people who could be helped right now by the gifts that you refuse to face, the gifts that you refuse to kind of excavate and get clear on, and the gifts that you refuse to acknowledge because you're so busy worried about what other people are doing and looking at how successful someone else is and trying to mimic that. Don't mimic anybody. Get clear on you and deliver an authentic version of you by staying in your lane and helping people in the way that they have acknowledged that they already receive support from you by thanking you for the help that you're already giving them. So just stay in your lane. Stay encouraged, because I totally believe in you and I know that there's something special that you have to offer the world. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Package Your Genius. I'm so excited for the fall. I've been quiet because I've been vacationing. That's number one. I was going to say I've been grinding, but that would be a lie because for most of the summer I have been doing nothing. But I'm back. The kids are headed back to town. School starts soon. I'm getting back into my routine. I'm getting back on my grind, getting ready for some exciting new programs that I can't wait to share with you. There is a lot on the horizon. Some new updates I have. Package Your Genius Academy, the mastermind, is opening up enrollment very, very soon. Enrollment actually opened on August 23rd, I think. So August 23rd, 2016, enrollment is opening and I'm excited to usher in a new cohort of women to take them through my curriculum and my process for, number one, getting authentic and identifying what's unique about your gifts and talents, but then also packaging that and sharing that with the world. So I'm so excited about that. I'm blessed to be able to do it. I was just so thrilled with the spring cohort, and I'm just blown away by their results. I mean, just as an aside, last week, one of the spring graduates informed me that she is going to be a regular co-host on a radio show. And this is someone who previously has had really no media. And so now she is co-hosting a radio show every Monday, which is awesome. We've had women who spoke at a national conference this summer, media mentions in Forbes and Prevention magazines, growing their social media following, you know, by the thousands. It's insane. So I'm so excited about that. If you want the details on enrollment, you should visit packageyourgeniusacademy.com. Check out some of the testimonials and the information. Check us out. See what we have going on. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good. And there's also a free report that you can download when you go there. It's 21 ways that you can increase your visibility. And that's so important to me because, especially for women, we lack visibility in our careers. We lack visibility in our industries. And one huge way that we can get ahead, get promoted, get new clients is just increase the awareness around what we're doing. So all of these things that I'm sharing on the podcast and my blog and wherever I talk and share, it's about getting authentic, yes, but it's also about how do you connect that authentic message to the audience that needs it and will resonate with it the most. So, you know, the report is great. Download that. It's free. It's on the website, packageyourgeniusacademy.com. It is a wonderful resource. It's a great way to kick off your fall branding activities with 21 proven ways that you can really begin to see some traction with your branding. So check that out. And I will look forward to seeing you on the other side in the next episode of Package Your Genius. Bye.